chapter 51. Some creature was knocking on the gatehouse door. Bella of Brockhall rose slowly from her armchair by the embers of the fire and shuffled across to the threshold. A fine plump mouse stood framed against the star-strewn night. He entered, nodding toward the small mouse who lay asleep, propped up on the arm of the chair by a cushion.
I knew he'd be here listening to your stories, ma'am.
Bella squinted closely at the plump mouse.
You must be Gomph, son of Gomph and Columbine from St. Ninian's. I thought I recognised your son. He's the image of his grandfather.
The plump mouse chuckled.
Ah, you better check your candied chestnuts and cheese, ma'am. There's nothing safe while he's around. Look, he's asleep, eh?
Bella picked up the sleeping mouse with great gentleness.
Little rogue. Look, his tunic's full of acorns. Wonder where he got them from. Come on, I'll carry him back home for you.
Together they made their way south along the dusty path, Bella talking quietly as they went.
Pity he went to sleep like that. I never told him of the great vow that Martin made when he hung up his sword to become a Red Wall mouse, or of the wonderful feast when the main gate was raised. That was when you were born, you know. Oh, we certainly made a double celebration of it that summer. Skipper of Otters ate so much that he sank in the Abbey pool, and Lady Amber dived in to fish him out. Did your mum and dad ever tell you about it?
Gomph, son of Gomph and Columbine, nodded, smiling in the late autumn night.
Ah, at least 100 times, matey.